Wasatch High School student Caleb Jensen is one of a half dozen Wasatch CAPS members working with Heber CAMS Group to create a vision for the Heber Valley's future.
We've been tasked with dealing with the 100-year-old problem in Heber, which is who the heck are we? And there's been discussion about being pioneers or cowboys or railroad people or agricultural and farming people, and we've kind of come up with a different solution from that.
Fellow student Chandler Lake introduces the theme the CAP students have proposed for Heber City and its Main Street.
We did a little bit of research and we probed around with people's opinions and ideas, and we finally settled on Heber is our outdoor sports destination. After deciding this, we looked around at some events that Heber could really benefit from if we implemented. We were looking at things, what would attract the most amount of visitors to come to Heber and participate and remember Hebers. That's the place that I went and had that amazing experience.
Lake says that the group came up with the idea to create a biannual outdoor event. Jensen says the event would showcase athletes competing in activities that already happen in the Heber Valley.
We brainstormed this, and there'd be one in the summer and one in the winter. We have all those facilities in the winter. Things would be focused around Soldier Hollow and all the skiing events and cross country and snowshoeing and snowmobiling. And then summer would be more focused around the lake and then like towards the bike path, mountain biking. We have a great skate park, so we could do some BMX. We do windsurfing, paddleboarding, and fly fishing, and just getting everybody to experience what Heber has to offer.
Heber CAMS director Tom Stone explains how the Our Outdoor Sports Destination theme balances the desire of locals, those competing values being to have Heber retain its rural character and values while also still bringing in some economic benefits from visitors.
We talk about the economic benefit. And the people in town said, why are we so worried about everybody coming here? What about the ones that are already here? And so the flavor of saying, hey, this is our town. When you live here, you get to ride your bike to work. You can enjoy home right here. You don't have to go on vacation. You can stay here. Talk about a staycation. But on top of that, the other variable that is, what should we be? We talk about arts also. You know, because there's a lot of people coming to paint. They're on the roads all the time painting, those kind of things. Should we do that? Well, what we found was the people that go to arts festivals, generally speaking, at least in Utah, are cheap. They don't really stay for a long time. They come for the event and leave. And the people that do outdoor sports, so back to, yes, it's our outdoor sports destination for us at home, but also those who are coming, there is an economic vitality that would come in and really benefit the city as well.
Stone says that the reaction he's heard from the Wasatch CAP students' idea has been largely positive. At a presentation to the city council last month, Stone expressed how important the young professionals are to the success of CAMS.
Because us adults, we get very closed-minded and we think what we think, and it's usually one-sided. I have found that these high school kids have something to say and they know what they're talking about and they don't have all this other stuff that they carry around. It's a very fresh view.
Although some may dismiss the CAMS and CAPS collaboration as pie in the sky, the group says they recognize that their next small step in the process is to bring a splash pad / ice rink on the block that holds Heber City Hall. You can hear about their efforts in later editions on our air or right now at kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.